Harry looked around more carefully. The room, as he had suspected when observing it from above, was almost certainly underground, more of a dungeon than a room, he thought. There was a bleak and forbidding air about the place. There were no pictures on the walls, no decorations at all, just these serried rows of benches rising in levels all around the room, all positioned so that they had a clear view of that chair with the chains on its arms. Before Harry could reach any conclusions about the place in which they were, he heard footsteps. The door in the corner of the dungeon opened, and three people entered, or at least one man, flanked by two Dementors. Harry's insides went cold. The Dementors, tall, hooded creatures whose faces were concealed, were gliding slowly toward the chair in the center of the room, each grasping one of the man's arms with their dead and rotten-looking hands. The man between them looked as though he was about to faint, and Harry couldn't blame him. He knew the Dementors could not touch him inside a memory, but he remembered their power only too well. The watching crowd recoiled slightly as the Dementors placed the man in the chain chair and glided back out of the room. The door swung shut behind them. Harry looked down at the man now sitting in the chair and saw that it was Karkaroff. Unlike Dumbledore, Karkaroff looked much younger. His hair and goatee were black. He was not dressed in sleek furs, but in thin and ragged robes. He was shaking. Even as Harry watched, the chains on the arms of the chair glowed suddenly gold and snaked their way up Karkaroff's arms, binding him there.
"Igor Karkaroff," said a curt voice to Harry's left.
Harry looked around and saw Mr. Crouch standing up in the middle of the bench beside him. Crouch's hair was dark, his face was much less lined. He looked fit and alert.
"You have been brought from Azkaban to present evidence to the Ministry of Magic. You have given us to understand that you have important information for us."
Karkaroff straightened himself as best he could, tightly bound to the chair.
"I have, sir,"
he said, and although his voice was very scared, Harry could still hear the familiar, unctuous note in it.
"I wish to be of use to the Ministry. I wish to help. I know that the Ministry is trying to round up the last of the Dark Lord's supporters. I am eager to assist in any way I can."
There was a murmur around the benches. Some of the wizards and witches were surveying Karkaroff with interest, others with pronounced mistrust. Then Harry heard, quite distinctly from Dumbledore's other side, a familiar growling voice saying,
"Filth!"
Harry leaned forward so that he could see past Dumbledore. Mad-Eye Moody was sitting there, except that there was a very noticeable difference in his appearance. He did not have his magical eye, but two normal ones. Both were looking down upon Karkaroff, and both were narrowed in intense dislike.
"Crouch is going to let him out,"
Moody breathed quietly to Dumbledore.
"He's done a deal with him. Took me 6 months to track him down, and Crouch is going to let him go if he's got enough new names. Let's hear his information, I say, and throw him straight back to the Dementors."
Dumbledore made a small noise of dissent through his long, crooked nose.
"Ah, I was forgetting. You don't like the Dementors, do you, Albus?"
said Moody with a sardonic smile.
"No," said Dumbledore calmly. "I'm afraid I don't. I have long felt the Ministry is wrong to ally itself with such creatures."
"But for filth like this,"
Moody said softly.
"You say you have names for us, Karkaroff,"
said Mr. Crouch.
"Let us hear them, please."
"You must understand," said Karkaroff hurriedly, "that he who must not be named operated always in the greatest secrecy. He preferred that his supporters, and I regret now very deeply that I ever counted myself among them."
"Get on with it," sneered Moody.
"We never knew the names of every one of our fellows. He alone knew exactly who we all were."
"Which was a wise move, wasn't it, as it prevented someone like you, Karkaroff, from turning all of them in,"
muttered Moody.